From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, The Cities of Refuge, part of his series in the book of Joshua. Chapter 20 presents the account of the establishment of the cities of refuge. In a demonstration of his mercy, the Lord appointed these six towns as places to which those guilty of accidental killing could flee. The Lord's justice is immutable. Sin must be punished. For the unrepentant, there will be eternal punishment. But for those who flee to Christ, there will be mercy and pardon. The Lord delights in mercy, and He has provided the Lord Jesus Christ to be the sinner's city of refuge. Another truth we find here is that it is Christ who administers both justice and mercy. As Dr. Cairns explains, the term avenger of blood used in this passage is the same word translated as kinsman redeemer in other places. The hand that was nailed to the cross is the same hand that will cast the ungodly into hell. As the way to the cities of refuge was always kept open and clearly marked, so there is no excuse for sinners not coming to Christ for salvation. As the manslayer needed urgently to flee to the city of refuge, so the sinner must waste no time in coming to the Savior. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23. Ye are Christ's. Ye are Christ's. You are His by donation, for the Father gave you to the Son. His by His bloody purchase, for He counted down the price for your redemption. His by dedication, for you have consecrated yourself to Him. His by relation, for you are named by His name, and made one of His brethren and joint heirs. Labor practically to show the world that you are the servant, the friend, the bride of Jesus. When tempted to sin, reply, I cannot do this great wickedness, for I am Christ's. Immortal principles forbid the friend of Christ to sin. When wealth is before you to be won by sin, say that you are Christ's and touch it not. Are you exposed to difficulties and dangers? Stand fast in the evil day, remembering that you are Christ's. Are you placed where others are sitting down idly, doing nothing? Rise to the work with all your powers, and when the sweat stands upon your brow and you are tempted to loiter, cry, No, I cannot stop, for I am Christ's. If I were not purchased by blood, I might be like Issachar, crouching between two burdens, but I am Christ's and cannot loiter. When the siren song of pleasure would tempt you from the path of right, reply, Thy music cannot charm me. I am Christ's. When the cause of God invites thee, give thyself to it. When the poor require thee, give thy goods and thyself away, for thou art Christ's. Never belie thy profession. Be thou ever one of those whose manners are Christian, whose speech is like the Nazarene, whose conduct and conversation are so redolent of heaven, that all who see you may know that you are the Savior's, recognizing in you His features of love and His countenance of holiness. I am a Roman was of old a reason for integrity. Far more then let it be your argument for holiness. I am Christ's.
Love with everlasting love, let my grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught us it is so. All is past, Lord, all is
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
The cities of refuge offered immediate safety. Immediate safety. Bless God, as soon as a sinner comes to Jesus, he's saved. The cities of refuge were so set up with wide-ranging suburbs, and as soon as the fleeing manslayer placed his foot over the line, what you'd call the city limit, once he placed his foot over the line of the suburbs of that city, he was saved. Bless God, as soon as a sinner touches the very hem of the garment of Christ, he's saved. Sometimes the sinner comes to Jesus and his faith is but weak and faltering. Thank God he's not saved by the strength of his faith. He's saved by the strength of Christ. Others, by the mercy of God, start off with a very strong sight of Christ and a very well-established faith right from the beginning. Their security is no greater, because the security is not in the act of believing or the depth of the faith. It is in the reality and grace and power of the one in whom that faith is placed. You get to Christ and there's immediate safety. And there, as the city of refuge guaranteed ultimate security, so does the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting here that the person entered into the final and fullest sense of his freedom and security on the death of the high priest. The death of the high priest completed his freedom. Bless God, that's a great gospel message. The Lord Jesus Christ has died the just for the unjust. We see here in the Old Testament things that may take years, but they are all phases of the very same truth and the same salvation in Christ. Christ has died. Christ has made atonement. Christ has purchased our ultimate security. So the cities of refuge show God's justice and God's mercy, and show both of them administered by Christ. Can I say thirdly that they show the simplicity and the urgency of the way of salvation? We're told, and of course you can see this by looking at a map of Israel, as it was in those days, that at the very most, wherever you were in Israel, a city of refuge was never more than a half day's journey away. We are told that the roads were always kept in good repair and kept open. We are told that the bridges fording the rivers were always kept open. That if there was a fork in the road, there was always a post, a signpost that pointed with the word refuge. And the Jews had two people who were kept on the road at all times to point the way to the one who was fleeing for refuge, and also to deter the avenger of blood if they met with him, to persuade him to allow judgment to be given in a court of law. And of course, as soon as the fleer would come, he would be safe. What a beautiful picture of the way of salvation. Christ is not far away from any one of us. You don't have to go a half day's journey to be saved. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. The word of faith that we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is your Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Lord is near, and salvation is at your side. The way to Christ is open. God has removed the obstacles. There are no pitfalls in the road to Calvary. Lest you should be derailed, taken in a wrong direction, he has the finger posts that are pointing. Refuge. Refuge. There's the way to Christ. And when you come, thank God, there's full security. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. As I was thinking of this morning, I realized this is something that the Old Testament picture can only vaguely present. But I thought, nonetheless, it's a great comfort to the people of God when you've come to Christ. So often people, when they come to Christ, they're still worried. Well, maybe I'll still be lost. Maybe I'll still not make it. Maybe now the devil will feed all those things. When you think of this chapter, you realize the avenger of blood could not in any way touch the person unless it could get him out of the city of refuge. You know, there's the security of the people of God. What hand in the world can take a Christian out of Christ? What power of hell can take a Christian out of Christ? There is nothing known to God, man, or devil that can ever take a Christian out of Christ. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But you know, this is an application to the people of God when they're battling the devil in 100 different guises. If the devil can get you off redemption ground and get you fighting him and battling him on any other ground, he'll defeat you. He can't damn you, but he'll certainly defeat you. But remember, our safety, our security, our peace, our enjoyment are all in our city of refuge. And standing on that ground, we can defy every foe. We can defy every demon. We can laugh in the face of every fiend of hell. And we can say, it is well with my soul. Why, I want us to see that. It's on redemption ground you fight the devil. It's on redemption ground you fight right battles. It's on redemption ground you do battle with all the things that would seek to bring you into misery and defeat. On redemption ground. This is what we mean by pleading the blood. This is what we mean by taking your stand on the finished work of Christ. This is a picture. You see this man standing in the city of refuge. There could be a million avengers of blood out there. They can't touch him while he's in the city of refuge. And thank God, we are in Christ. And that's the ground to assert our victory and our freedom and our joy. And one final thing. I think we should be careful to note this as we leave. That the cities of refuge not only show us God's justice and mercy and how that Christ administers both of them, they not only show us the simplicity and the urgency of the way of salvation, but can I say that they show the need and the responsibility of sinners. As we close this morning, I want you to try and get the picture in your mind of a man in the days of Joshua who inadvertently slew another. Perhaps they've been out in the field. The implement that he's been using somehow or other has smitten down his friend. He sees him wallow in his blood. What is he to do? You can feel the horror that grips his heart, the icy fingers of fear. What must he do? He must flee if he would save his life. see pounding out on the road on his way to the city of refuge. Always looking behind, is there pursuit? And then in the distance, he sees the avenger of blood, the whole tribe or family, and there they come. The danger is great. Until he gets to the border of the city of refuge, and like the hart or the deer of whom the psalmist speaks, with heaving sides and aching body, he flings himself in the place of safety. You know, his action is a sermon to sinners. This is what the Bible says when it means when it says, "Look not behind thee in all the plain." It's what it means when it says, "Flee from wrath to come." There's no excuse for any one of you not fleeing to Christ. He is for sinners, whether strangers or Israelites, Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, he is for sinners. Wonder why today some of you sit unconcerned about your impending destruction. Just a heartbeat out of hell. And you sit without concern. How long will you waste the opportunity to get into Christ? The gates of the great city of refuge stand open. The Lord Jesus Christ himself stands and he calls you, "Come unto me, I will give you rest." He would delight to save you. That's his special mission. Remember, if he doesn't save you, he will judge you. What will it be? The avenger of blood is closer to your heels than you have ever dared to think. Vengeance of God is nearer to your soul than you've ever dared to think. And today, the Savior pleads with you, enter in and be saved. Linger no longer. Stay out of Christ for not another second. Fling yourself into the arms of his mercy. Call upon him who died and rose again to save sinners, to give you his salvation. May God bring every last one of you into his city of refuge.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.